Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. My name is E.J. McMahon. I'm a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute and director of the Institute's Empire Center for New York State Policy. And on behalf of the Empire Center and our co-sponsoring organization, the Foundation for Education Reform, I want to welcome you to this forum today. And before going on, I want to also express our thanks to Senate Minority Leader Malcolm Smith and the Senate Minority Conference for allowing us to use this wonderful room. And we thank them very, very much for that. As you know, Governor Spitzer has proposed an education reform package that includes much more money, along with expanded choices for parents and a strong added emphasis on accountability. Now, greater accountability in education is certainly something everybody here can support. But how do we define it? What do we mean when we say accountability, and how will it be actually implemented? That, in a nutshell, is the question we want to explore today, and we have some distinguished speakers we think who can help us do that. And I'd like to begin by introducing, as our first speaker for welcoming remarks, John C. Reed. And Mr. Reed, if you don't know him, is the newly appointed Assistant Secretary for Education in Governor Spitzer's office, where he'll be working closely with the governor's deputy secretary, Manny Rivera, to advance the governor's agenda for education reform and accountability. Mr. Reed is a former senior vice president of Coca-Cola, and he was chief administrative officer of the city of Atlanta. But since 1995, he has been deeply involved in education issues, both at the policy and at the operational level. He has served as the president of the Edison Project and Learn Now, and serves on the boards of the Princeton Review and Tutor.com. In addition, he has worked extensively on issues involving teacher recruitment and retention, both as a consultant and as an employee of the New York City Department of Education. Mr. Reed holds a bachelor's degree from Brandeis University and a master's degree from MIT. And without any further ado, please join me in welcoming John Reed.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you, EJ. And thanks to Tom Carroll for allowing me to understand that this event was taking place and to understand the importance of the event. And it's a pleasure to be here. I don't believe that anybody in the room would think it was understatement to indicate to you that this is a momentous time to be at the state capitol talking about this issue. And in particular, I don't think that anybody in the room would argue the thought that the timing of a forum such as this is rather impeccable. You couldn't be more right on time. There is a recent editorial that I'm fond of that said, "Imagine after years of the usual course of good government activities demanding reform and politicians half-heartedly promising to make it happen, the rules and the culture of Albany really did change." So what would happen? People like you and I, from both sides of the aisle, from all persuasions, would make a race to be a part of the dialogue. And I've done that, and you've done that, and it's great. I suppose it's fair to say that virtually all of us in the room have waited patiently for a moment in time like this to come where we all can engage together in making this right and to make it work for the entire state. It's clear to me that from the agenda that you have an ambitious agenda this morning, and I don't want to get too much in front of it. I just simply want to say that it appears to us that it fits perfectly into the governor's agenda, and that obviously is to take accountability in all of its myriad shapes and sizes in order to get this right. So we're moving investment levels to historic levels. And the governor has made it clear that he's willing to put the resources of the state firmly and dramatically behind the most ambitious education agenda in the state's history. But, and this is the big but, he is only willing to do that if that reform agenda is accompanied by new and major levels of accountability. Firstly, on the financial side. From a financial accountability standpoint, he has made it clear that he wants the dollars to be tracked so that the citizens of the state know where the dollars are going. Pure and simple. And he wants fundamentally to take all the excuses away so that there's no more excuses for failure. He's made that clear a number of times, and he couldn't be more serious about it. The magnitude of the dollars are stunning. I think you all know that this year's budget increment for education is $1.4 billion. And I don't think I need to tell this room that an 8% increase in a budget of this magnitude is absolutely massive. So the idea that it would be coupled with accountability is essential. I think there's no one that would disagree with that. So along with financial accountability comes this second idea of programmatic accountability. And the governor is, has made it abundantly clear that we've advanced as we move into the 21st century to a level now where we are really beginning to know what works. And wouldn't it be a shame if those massive incremental dollars would be spent on areas where it wasn't a clear-cut case for what works? And he simply said, let's put the money against proven programs. More time on task. Now, you know, now there's a big idea. Smaller class sizes, a little bit more controversial, but not much. Middle school, high school reform, teacher quality. All of these things are the direction that the governor is taking, and it's all in the spirit of programmatic accountability, whereby the people who get these funds will be responsible for channeling them into programs that work. And then there's a third, financial accountability, programmatic accountability, and the final one is kind of the tough one. It's where the rubber hits the road, and that is performance accountability. It's the one that makes certain people say, ouch, and it's a tough nut. And I think that this group understands that it's a tough nut. There's a very sophisticated audience. From the governor's standpoint, he's made it clear that if children fail, adults must be held accountable. He said it purely and simply. And his contract for excellence, the idea behind that is to make sure that everyone is implementing a plan, that the plan is being implemented with programmatic resources that are targeted in the right way, but, and this is where performance accountability comes in, but where there is a celebration and recognition of success, which is co-equally important with the notion that there is a consequence for failure, that the idea that failure matters and success matters, and that we somehow will get dramatically better at recognizing those two ideas in ways that can actually be implemented statewide. The governor has no illusions whatsoever. He is very clear that this will not be easy. He knows that this is just the beginning of lots of discussions. He welcomes the learning and the debate and all of the ideas that will come forth. I was just with 48 superintendents, all of whom have local consequences of this very massive strategic policy change at the state level. And he welcomes that debate about how exactly this is going to be accomplished. And of course, that's where this forum comes in. He's made it perfectly clear that he's willing to discuss it all as long as there is no compromise on his fundamental premise that this educational system needs to be reformed and it needs to rise to the challenge of the 21st century. He appreciates you. He appreciates the energy and the caring that you bring to this issue of accountability, and he and all of us wish you the very best for a productive and successful exchange of these extremely important ideas. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, John, and we certainly all wish you all the best in your new position.